It's been a busy spring for firefighters across the state.
We've had about 120 fires now, and it's growing by the day.
That's Jason Curry, firefighter and spokesman for the Utah Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Lands. He says at this time last year, he'd worked on 2 fires. This year, that number is at 20 and counting.
It's been active. I've been all over the place, different fires. And fires from year to year, fire behavior varies just due to the fuel moisture. And this year, based on what I've seen, fire behavior is a lot more active than it has been in the last couple of years.
With the state's fire season already in full swing, Utah Governor Gary Herbert took time during his monthly news conference on KUED to address the rapidly growing concern.
As we approach this Memorial Day weekend, we need to encourage the people of Utah to be very careful, be vigilant, and their outdoor recreation. It's going to cost our budget. Last year, we spent about $2.2 million on fires. We're going to have more fires this year, it appears.
Of the 120 fires so far this season, 118 have been human-caused, often by careless mistakes. Here again is Jason Curry.
Vehicle-related, somewhere where someone has driven into dry grass, where there's been some sort of a vehicle malfunction or lack of maintenance. We also have fires related to campfire intentional ignitions, where folks are either lighting a debris pile or a fence line or something like that.
Most of this spring's fires have been relatively small. Combined, they have eaten up about 3,000 acres of land. The state has a website where people can monitor the fire situation in real time at utahfireinfo.gov. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.